they've been trying to dun me for the $150 because they want their router back when I canceled the service after the house burned down. I'm going to enjoy bringing my router back so they leave me alone. Hi, David Brancaccio, host of Marketplace Morning Report, longtime financial reporter, but now learning one of the biggest money stories of his life. How am I going to deal with this? We had bought this just 2 months and a day earlier before it burned down in the firestorms, and this is all that's left. It was a very sweet cottage. It was less than 1,100 square feet, and I figure I'm learning a lot. Why not share what I'm learning in case it helps somebody else in their process? So this house is destroyed. Three houses that way are destroyed. The two houses there are gone. All these houses are gone. What gives me hope? Well, follow me. His orange tree is doing great. And you can see some fire damage on this side, but these oranges look like they're actually pretty good. And it's just a symbol to me that somehow, through the regenerative process of nature, we're going to figure out how to get through this. They've decided that the Environmental Protection Agency is going to clean the toxics up from all of this. That's going to take a while. That's going to add time before we can get to the rebuilding. Then, who cleans up the rest? The county here, happens to be Los Angeles County, has in this case, because the damage is so widespread, has agreed to clean everything up, and we don't have to pay. It could take the county a really long time to clean it up. Where are we going to find a builder to build? There's only X number of builders. Even if some come into the area, they won't really know the systems, won't really know the codes. But then I learned a secret of the contracting business doing some interviews, which is many contractors are specialists in remodeling. But in terms of building from the ground up, putting in the water lines, the sewer lines, the permits for the foundation, they may not have those skills. There's a subset of contractors. Next thing I learned is that it will greatly speed up the permits I need to rebuild this place if I make one important concession. If we rebuild pretty much what we had before, it doesn't have to be exactly the same shape, but it has to be a very similar square footage. If I do that, the county has agreed to streamline the yes stamp on my application. All right, now this is stupid. When we bought the house last fall, they put some real logs in the fireplace to make it look like, oh, how homey. Logs in the fireplace. When we moved in, we're like, I don't know, real wood? Seems like a fire hazard. Let's put them out and get rid of them later. So we put them by the garage, which totally burns down, and the logs we were worried about catching fire are the only thing that survived. Let's say we rebuild. Is anybody going to insure us again? As I say, this land was not high risk for wildfire. They should insure it. But insurance companies may be leery. There's two kinds of insurance for fire. One of them is the awesome kind of insurance that will pay what it takes to build back what you had. There's another kind of insurance. It's the kind that I was forced to take because this house is in California and there were no alternatives for me at the time, is the kind that will pay you a set amount, an agreed upon amount, that takes into account the depreciation of your house, how it ages over time. That might not be enough to rebuild all this, but it would get us a long way. This is one of the roof vents, and this is one of the issues that we're going to have to think about when rebuilding our house, which is vents can allow hot embers in and contribute to your house catching on fire. But you need vents to keep the moisture out of there so that you don't get mold. So we're going to have to figure out some kind of technology to vent without allowing embers in. Do you still have to pay the mortgage on this, given the fact that there is what we Italians call niente, nothing left? You gotta pay the mortgage. I still have to pay every month the full mortgage, like there was a big house here. When life hands you lemons, you know what we need to do, and I'm gonna certainly try to make some lemonade out of this mess.